Yeah, really.
Posting pictures. Hey, look at what I'm doing. So, have you guys been to Toronto before? First time?
I have last year, just for a great holiday. I love it.
What did you do?
I just walked around and
went to the market.
Went up to Niagara Falls.
Yes.
I really, really love this
city. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ate great food.
There's like tons of different cultural food. It's amazing.
So good.
Let me just do a little intro. Hi guys, this is Julie from Screenfish. I'm here with Jesse Buckley and Michael Pierce from the new film Beast. Thank you guys so much for being with me today. Before we chat about the film, I would love to know a little bit more about you guys, how your kind of passion for film was sparked, any movies that were influential or inspiring for you guys?
I am pretty new to filming. Anyway, well, in the last 3-4 years I've been doing a bit, but I grew up kind of in the countryside in Kerry, so it wasn't like in a cosmopolitan city kind of film place, but I love it, and I'm really enjoying it, you know, being curious about it and trying to find new ways to tell stories and surround myself with people that I really admire and want to work with again. So yeah, it's...
I always wanted to be an artist when I was a kid. Like, I was like drawing a lot, I had a lot of sketchbooks, and I was like, that was the one thing I was good at school, was drawing. And then when I was 16 and I was at art school, we did different modules and different, you know, we do a bit on sculpture and a bit on photography, and we did one on film, and I made a short film that was like terrible.
But
I fell in love with it. I was like, wow, this medium, you can use like music and performance and literature. And then a teacher lent me some old movies and from the 50s and 60s, and I watched The Seven Samurai, and it blew my mind.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I want to do what that guy does. This is like the most amazing film I've ever seen. So it was really at the age of 16, but then one week to another, I was just like, I know what I want to do.
Absolutely. So Jesse, you have done more theatre, right?
I started with more theatre.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your favourite aspects of theatre versus film?
I suppose the main difference is in theatre there's a live audience, and the energy that you get from that,
mm-hmm.
and the you work with a crew before you start doing your play, and then it's kind of handed over to the actors once the curtain goes up, and then you play with the audience. Whereas filming, what I'm really, really enjoying about filming at the moment is that the collaboration in the moment to find one magic half a millisecond of film is requires every single person in that room to engage and find a trust and find a focus and a need to make that moment come to life.
Yeah,
and I'm enjoying the kind of collaborative ensemble of all the departments in film.
Yeah. Every person is important, absolutely. Michael, this is your first film that you've directed. So what other types of films are you kind of interested in directing, or other types of stories?
I think there's some sweet spot where you can use genre as a vehicle to smuggle in like quite complex or challenging themes for an audience.
Oh, yes.
So I'd love to do work across different genres, whether it's sci-fi or whatever, a western or historical film. But that doesn't mean that you can't create complex characters, and they can't be So I think I'd love to work across different genres, mm-hmm. but kind of maintain that focus on human behaviour. This is such a strange species. We're so weird. Like, we've got many strange facets to it. But I think that's if you can make a film and that kind of prods at some of those questions of what it means to be human.
Mm.
That's like a cliche. But that, and then sort of using genre as that way to extend over to an audience and kind of seduce them into those questions in a way. I think that's quite an interesting space to be.
Yeah, and you sort of dive into the more mental illness aspect of that. I know Mental Illness Awareness Week is coming up in October, I think. I don't know if that's just in Canada. But did you have any specific intention in terms of, incorporating mental illness in the movie?
That we did some research into it. Me and Jesse shared some some articles and some books. You know, some were, we came at it from a Jungian angle. We met a psychoanalyst that had dealt with victims of psychopaths. We were like, but I mean, in some ways, these are, is to create a kind of like a catalog, like a toolbox. It's not like we. I thought it was important to land on a specific rendition of a particular mental illness. It was like, these are ways that we could look into this character, you know. But I just, we kind of wanted to stop it from becoming too literal or too, you know, this, it was just it was a jumping off point and a way of interpretation. So it's not, I wouldn't say that the film is supposed to be a kind of documentary rendition of like this very specific mental illness. I didn't want to kind of limit that interpretation, but it was certainly a lot of it was, we were kind of researching around a few
I suppose years. As well, it was like how people survive through pain, really, of all different kinds, and where you release that pain in different ways, of all the characters across the board, and the, even my mom, you know, how she
So how did you, or I guess I should say, what kind of inspirations did you draw from in order to play such a character? I mean, Moll is a woman of few words at many times in the movie, but she's so complex, and we do see her struggle with mental illness. So where did you get that sort of character from?
Well, I think, I mean, I read this, I like to read the script again and again and again, and this is such a brilliant script that it, you know, your mind is buzzing with this woman the more you read it. And like Michael said, I met with psychoanalysts, we watched films, we shared films that we thought were useful, photographs, different books which dealt with, I think one of the things which was a good like kind of aid to get into that was I read a book about like your inner shadows and actually how we are so programmed in society and told what is the moral right and wrong and the kind of two lines of what those two things are, but ultimately we're denying ourselves and suppressing quite innate, sometimes ugly, dangerous, destructive feelings, and the more you numb that, what is the danger when that is lanced? And with Moll, that was kind of the conflict and battle that she struggles with throughout the film. But lots of things. I mean, it was an exciting and also just a terrifying place to kind of go, and I knew I had to go quite raw and be as honest and let parts of my own vulnerabilities and whatever come forward, you know. You want to meet a character halfway and come away feeling like you've learned from a character, and I definitely felt like, I don't feel like Moll's a victim. I think she's strong and brave because she's actually confronting the things that she probably kept quiet for a long time.
Yeah, because the suppression causes way more problems for sure. The very first thing that I noticed from the film was the use of color. It was stunning. You know, the ocean and the mountains, and then the red hair against the blue ocean. It was just everywhere. Did you have a specific intention when it came to using color in the film?
Yeah, I mean, I talked about it a bit at the Q&A at the premiere, where we have a really good tradition of like, gothic cinema, horror cinema in Britain, or we've got, you know, our crime films are very gloomy and quite intense, which is great, but I kind of wanted to separate ourselves from that. And Jersey, at least, you know, my nostalgia of it is it was quite sunny. I mean, yeah, it was quite an idyllic place to grow up. You know, the ocean's always there. You're on a small island, and so we thought, let's not draw tension from the environment. You know, the cliche is to say, use the landscape as a character and you're going to draw attention from it. And we were like, well, no, let's just use that as a kind of juxtaposition to what's going on inside this character's life and sort of embrace that. So in some ways, I kind of thought the film's more French in that way, like the way Chabrol would set some of his films, or the way Bruno Dumont, you know, films landscapes. And more than British cinema. So we work, we were really trying not to fight it and just like run with it. And if it was like great weather, like that's okay, you know. Let's just say that, you know, the tension would come from what's going on, you know, inside the characters and their relationships, as opposed to the environment having to evoke that feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. The cinematography was amazing. I think one of my favorite scenes was, without giving away too many spoilers, when she was crawling out of the car and then she like kind of tilts her head when she sees Pascal. It was phenomenal. What are some of your favorite scenes in the movie?
I would say I feel quite proud of the interrogation scene.
Ooh.
I think just because like they are tricky ones to do, and because there's so many tropes with interrogation scenes, and yeah, you got to navigate. You got to be conscious of what those tropes are when you're writing and filming it to make it feel different. And so, yeah, I was just thinking, how do we heighten this in a way that it feels, still feels grounded enough that you think it's credible, but it feels like we're in a slightly different realm.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that Lynch creates different realms, where you're like, this is real enough that I buy that this is happening in this film universe, but there's something else going on. And I thought it seemed, I've talked about how I've seen the film as a kind of dark fairy tale.
Yes.
And in a way, that scene is like the wise woman trying to warn the young heroine not to venture further into the forest. You know? And there was just something about that. I thought, oh, maybe we did mitigate at least some of the cliches of the interrogation scene. So I was like, that's good.
Yeah, that's amazing. What about you? What are some of your favorites?
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed shooting the interrogation scene. And then we had some amazing like moments of surprise where when we were shooting in Jersey, and it was like kind of orange red sunset, and yet there was this red alert wave alarm that came through. There was kind of a storm blowing in, and we had to shoot this scene with the waves crashing up against our bodies, and we were told, oh, we can't shoot that, it's too dangerous, but we found a way to do it cinematically, and me and Johnny just kind of ran into the waves.
Yeah.
While they had a camera in a van in a high what should I say that?
That's fine.
Anyway, so.
Well, oh my gosh, I can't believe you almost didn't do that scene. That seems incredible. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The very first monologue, I believe, about the killer whales.
Mm.
It was amazing. Talk to me a little bit about sort of the similarities between Maul and killer whales. It sounds like a really silly question.
No.
But when I was kind of thinking about it, I'm like, there kind of are similarities.
It was something that when me and Jesse were first like cooking up this kind of catalogue of, you know, stuff that we would like.
Yeah.
It was a reference that she gave, that she saw the character like, I don't know if you know the documentary Blackfish.
I do, yes.
You know, and I thought that was, you know, maybe I was being too literal in my references, but I just loved how kind of oblique in a way just had come up the character, like her reference was this, you know, this killer whale. And then it was something that we actually added in post.
Wow.
Where I thought, you know what, you know, fuck it, I know you're not
that's okay.
I know you're not supposed to use voiceover thing, but then at the same time you get very immediate access and intimacy with her, and I thought, well, let's just plant this idea. We don't need to reference it ever again in the film. It can just be one of those, you know, maybe you pick up on it, maybe you don't, maybe there's evocative image there and you can interpret it in different ways, and you feel for the whale, but it's also, you know, it's a dangerous creature.
Mm-hmm. I think so as well, because the film has got such a feral, animalistic, you know, background. And, I was so pleased actually when you came with that, because it just felt so right, like that. We're just all animals, really.
No, I'm glad you added it, because that's one of the things that made me think the most at the end after it was done. Yeah,
oh, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So, with such a heavy movie, I'm just wondering what were some of your funnest moments on set?
Oh, we had loads.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I think it was, a tense film. It's actually between the words action and cut, it's, you know, it's really tense, and it's really, but after when you cut, then you're like kind of, it was a really fun crew, and a lot of them were like good friends of mine, and everyone connected, so it was actually quite, I wouldn't say light atmosphere, because we had to, you know, shoot at quite a velocity, but there was a lot of good energy. There was a nice energy on the set in terms of
it was a real family, like
yeah.
That's amazing, because you spend so much time together.
Yeah, and I think because it's small and you know, you're not a cog in the wheel, we're all making it together, and when you have a bunch of people who believe in the story and want to tell it as well as you can, then that's got to be a good source, and you have to enjoy that, you know. You can't stay too bogged down. I mean, I personally wouldn't have been able to stay too much in Moll's head, and I think it would have become one tone if I had. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to break out in order to give all my energy when I come to shoot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In that. So, yeah, we messed around.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks a lot.
Enjoy
Thanks
the rest of your time in Toronto.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just send it over when it's...